day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Wars competition and kids dummy roping. Reserve your tickets today at lazyeat.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
Smith's Gold is an OSU product developed out of the legendary Gallagher variety that's sure to pin down many challenges that wheat farmers face. First, Smith's Gold offers better canopy hygiene, a later pull-off, and even better baking quality as affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Smith's Gold also provides Hessian fly and green bug resistance and has improved resistance to stripe rust throughout the growing season. It also provides desirable flavor in whole wheat products. Smith's Gold is another in OSU's Grazin' Grain and Golden Grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com. To learn more.
Hey, good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Strong midday losses developing in lean hog futures today as traders slowly backed away from the previous gains. The early morning support in cattle futures held prices higher, but prices have since backed away from this morning's highs based on limited buyer activity moving back into the complex. Corn futures steady to higher in light trade today, with September corn futures 1 cent higher. Stock markets were higher in light trade today, with the Dow Jones 269 points higher, NASDAQ up 74 points. Over in live cattle today, additional buyer activity moved back into the complex with nearby contracts holding moderate gains of 30 to 70 cents per hundredweight, with traders remaining focused on underlying support throughout the entire complex. Cash market activity remained at a standstill today, with packer bids still unavailable. Cash trade likely to be pushed off until sometime Thursday or Friday. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were $1.56 higher in select and up 46 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate to light movement of 65 total loads. Meanwhile, active support moved back into the feeder cattle trade today, with September futures holding at $1.02 per hundredweight. Although price has slowly eroded from this morning's highs, the underlying short-term support helping to create a combination of technical and fundamental support. Limited attention given to estimates this week for the upcoming cattle on feed report, but traders aren't expecting any major surprises in this week's report. Meanwhile, today, grain markets were mixed, with corn trade 1 to 2 cents lower, soybean trade 1 to 3 cents higher, with meal narrowly mixed and oil 30 to 40 points higher. Finally, in wheat today, trade was 1 to 3 cents lower, with range-bound trade continuing in quiet action. The Kansas City-Chicago spread at 74, a high of 90 cents since last week. Kansas City, though, now back to competitive on the world market trading, as well as into feed rations. The dollar remains near the upper end of the range, limiting wheat's upside potential. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.